Morning, Matthew.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. Look at the bay.
Yeah, I know. Hey? It's always beautiful.
It's brilliant.
Rain, hail, shine, cloud, sunshine.
Yeah, it's paradise, always.
Yeah, always.
And, happy to be here.
We're into autumn. How are you feeling about that?
I didn't even realise. It is a little bit cooler today, but no, that's great. That's great.
It is good.
Yeah, you can tell there's not as many cars during the week, but it's still bustling on the weekend, so it's great.
Absolutely. I've noticed that too. Quiet through the week, but yeah, plenty of people still getting around on our and lots of plates from out of town.
Yeah, there's still some plates around. There's town's pretty busy today, but it's it's definitely not like it was over summer.
No, not at all. So last time you were talking to us about a few things that were happening, so you've got another update. You
we're
seem to have an update
excited.
Every 5 minutes.
I love updates. I love to try and keep everyone knowing what's going on. It's forever changing. You know, we're trying to tick boxes and things and get things accomplished. But the mural is going ahead. We've booked the artist in. It's Matt Adnati. Check him out on Instagram. It's at @adnate, and he's a pretty prominent mural artist.
He does amazing work. Jeez.
Absolutely
beautiful.
Amazing work. It will be a spectacular piece. We're very, very excited to have him on board.
Now, just remind us where that will be again.
It will be on the wall. As you come across the bridge coming south from Sydney, you'll look over to your left and you'll see the big brick wall there. It's going to take up that whole entire wall. It's going to be three faces, Indigenous mural, and it's going to be, I can't tell you who it is just yet.
Okay.
We do know, but we can't let that out just yet.
It's embargoed.
But it is, but it will be amazing. Amazing. I've seen the piece and what it's going to look like, and he is an amazing artist. So yeah, we're really, really excited. That's going to be happening over the coming weeks. Definitely finished by the end of May for sure.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have it ready to go for the campaign that we're kicking off, or that we kicked off last week, and we're going to be really going after tourists to visit over the winter months. So we hope to be fully ready for them.
Well, the thing about our winters is they're still quite temperate, aren't they? I mean, they don't get cold like Canberra, like inland areas like Wagga Wagga, Young, Cowra. They get really, really cold and frosty. So it's a nice little getaway from the cool conditions, isn't
it? Yeah, I think we're always 5 degrees warmer at the coast, and we'll be pushing that a lot in Canberra over the coming months. But
I
think after COVID and everything, there's a lot of people wanting to visit their holiday house a little bit more, get away, and they're working from home. So they're doing a bit more spending time at the coast, maybe doing 3 or 4 days rather than just the two.
Mm.
So it's, we sort of foresee that there's going to be a lot more people around. And we really want to make sure that if there is someone looking to holiday, that when they think about it, they think about coming down here and supporting not only the bay, but the entire region. You know, we really want to see people from Shoalhaven coming down and them getting all around the area and using local shops and local producers, yeah.
Absolutely. And just on the Bay Chamber, when is your next meeting?
Next meeting is April, the first Wednesday of April.
Okay.
I'm just pulling it up. April 7th, it
okay.
is. With that, we're going to be, we've got a great guest speaker that's coming down to talk about inbound tourism, because we're starting to gear up towards that. We've got to be ready for it. We know that we will be opening the borders at some stage to Tourism Australia have said that America is going to be the first one that we allow in, which has blew my mind. But,
is that right?
Yeah, they reckon it's going to be New Zealand obviously will be the very first. But, you know, once we start looking at internationals, that America is on track to be vaccinated and they'll be opening the doors up to them. So we really want to make sure that we're ready for it. So we're going to be working with businesses and other chambers in the region. We're gearing up for that. We've got this great relationship with all the other chambers in the Shire, and we really want to make sure that we're all working together, working with council to make sure that we can be completely ready for not only the tourists from Canberra and Sydney, but those that hit Sydney coming in internationally. We want to make sure that they think about coming down this way to support us.
Well, remember when we were listening to Sarah Ang at Mogo Wildlife Park, she said to us, get ready for the world to come here.
Listen, Sarah, the whole crew at Mogo Wildlife Park, they do an amazing job. Sarah is phenomenal, and she pushes this region all the time for us. And, you know, they've got the wildlife park there at Featherdale. And I think you were there at breakfast with me the other day, and I think they've got another announcement coming soon of another big thing they're doing.
Awesome.
But they're really looking at how they can push those guests down here. And just on that day, they said their stats are about 20-25% of the people who come to their park are from Western Sydney. So we're obviously getting people from further afield, and having those businesses that have multiple sites around Australia are they're linking them together and pushing tourists this way. So we definitely want to be ready. We want to have the hotels ready and the eateries ready and be open for business when they come.
Absolutely. Anything else you would like to mention this morning, Matthew?
Well, we know the bridge is opening up soon. We're really excited about that. Only two lanes initially, but they'll start deconstructing the old bridge, and we want to we know the pump out facility infrastructure that we need that's over on Ray Street. We think that's nearly finished with council, and we hope the parking issues can be resolved that are over there. And I think it's really important to activate this waterfront, the foreshore area of Batemans Bay. If we get people coming in here, we'll get more businesses filling these spaces, and that's
absolutely
really what we want to see as a chamber.
Definitely. Yeah. So your next meeting is Wednesday the 7th of
Wednesday
April?
Wednesday the 7th, yep. And we'll definitely be going over the new campaign, Visit Batemans Bay. It's launching. It is active. We're being active on Instagram and Facebook and the domain, and we've got some very exciting things to announce with that in the coming weeks. And then we're going to be doing a hard launch in middle of April with the TV ads going out to Canberra and Sydney, and lots of publicity stunts, hopefully, that we can announce in the coming weeks as well.
You're always looking so cheeky.
I love this. I love being down here and really driving the community and seeing what we can accomplish together. So, yeah, if everyone can get on in Instagram and just share and like and follow at Visit Batemans Bay, it would be much appreciated.
Thank you for coming in, Matthew.
Always
love
a pleasure
seeing you.
Coming.
And if you'd like to listen to that interview again with Matthew and I, all you need to do is shoot to my podcast page a bit later on this afternoon at 2ec.com.au.